Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell came to Cheyenne to announce a massive plan to conserve sage-grouse habitat in several western states. Wyoming started its own conservation efforts in 2007, and Jewell says it's a model state. The question is whether the federal efforts can keep the sage-grouse from being placed on the endangered species list. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Secretary Jewell chose the Hereford Ranch to make her announcement. Standing next to state and federal officials with a barn as a backdrop, Jewell announced the largest collaborative effort to protect a single species. Many of the minute details are still being analyzed and are being tweaked, but the secretary says it will definitely impact energy development.
They take a balanced and a targeted approach, focusing protections on the places that matter most. And in the most important areas, the plans will minimize or eliminate surface disturbance from energy development, like drill pads and major transmission lines.
Later, Jewell indicated there could be exceptions that could allow some drilling.
But if there is an important area on the surface that can be reached from a non-important area through directional drilling, then there is the potential to develop those resources.
Still, some industry people are wary. But Wyoming officials say without a change in approach, the state would be in trouble. Back in 2007, former Governor Dave Friedenthal pushed for sage-grouse protections because he said listing the bird as endangered could cost the state billions of dollars in income that comes from energy and agriculture. Current Governor Matt Mead says Friedenthal was right.
There is no future for our economy if we don't take care of the sage-grouse. That's a fact.
Wyoming has more sage-grouse than any other state. And a University of Wyoming study says the impacts would be enormous. They projected that 1,600 oil and gas jobs and 4,000 indirect jobs would be lost in the sage-grouse core areas, and the state could see a loss in tax revenue of roughly $34 million a year. Wyoming officials say their efforts have had a positive impact. Bob Budd is the director of Wyoming's Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust. He says any plan has to preserve habitat, but also allow economic activities to continue as best they can.
There is a multiple use mandate of the federal agencies, and the states have mandates to maintain economies. So you blend all that, but in their cases where, as the secretary said, you're not going to have any activity because it's too high a risk, it's too great a threat or a potential threat, there are other places where we're going to have a lot of activity because the threat is minimal.
Some in the environmental community are worried that too many well pads are being allowed, and that there is not enough of a buffer around sage-grouse breeding grounds. But most were satisfied and were actually pleased with Jewell's announcement. Studies have suggested that improving sage-grouse habitat would benefit some 350 species, and University of Wyoming researchers added that it would benefit mule deer migration routes. The Natural Resources Defense Council, the National Audubon Society, and the Wilderness Society were among those who praised the federal efforts. Dan Smitherman is a rancher who is the Wyoming representative for the Wilderness Society. He says the way federal and state leaders have worked together along with stakeholders is impressive.
I think it is unique. I think collaboration in Wyoming in general has been somewhat of an alien term. And there's been a lot of different people participate, industry, agriculture, ranchers, conservation, government. It's really an excellent example, and I think people should be proud of it.
That's exactly the point Governor Mead wants to make. He says if the bird gets listed, it would be a setback because of the way states and federal officials have worked together to protect the bird. He says it shows how endangered species issues can be better handled in the future.
The idea isn't how many things we can list. The idea is, can we save a species? Can we make a species and the habitat healthy? That's the goal, right? It's not to list. Is to see what we can do for a species.
Mead says this process has convinced him that cooperative efforts are the best way to figure out how to protect species. So will all of these efforts convince the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service not to list sage-grouse? Jewell says the agency must see hard proof that the bird will be protected well into the future. But she quickly adds that Fish and Wildlife has tried to help.
That the Fish and Wildlife Service has been at the table along with all of the others that are here and along with the state wildlife agencies. And they have been guiding these efforts and shaping the decisions that have been made in the BLM plans and, frankly, the decisions that have been made in governor's executive orders. And that's all been with an eye to protecting these ecosystems so a listing is not warranted.
The federal plans will undergo a 30-day comment period. and more revisions. The Fish and Wildlife Service will determine whether the Greater Sage Grouse needs federal endangered species protections in September. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.